Chapter 11. Giving up plastic in your community. This chapter shows you how to be part of a bigger change in your area, in your country, or around the world. We need to work together so that important people listen to us. Do not forget when you read this chapter that your own experience is very important. You can use this book or search online for the answers to difficult questions or the right statistics. But the best way to encourage other people is to tell them a story from your heart. Where to start? Find a group in your area that campaigns on plastic. Look for posters in your nearest cafe or search online. The group should be interested in reducing all plastics, not just picking up litter. However, of course it is good to pick up litter. To help you do your own beach clean, here is some information from the Marine Conservation Society, MCS, a group that cleans beaches in the UK. If there is no beach near you, change some of the advice and clean your nearest park instead. If you have any questions, go to the MCS website, www.mcsuk.org/beachwatch. Planning your beach clean. Before the day. 1. Find a beach and check online to see if there is already a group that do beach cleans there. 2. Check when the tide is high. The best time to do a beach clean is 4 hours after high tide. This means the tide will be going out during your beach clean, not coming in, which could be dangerous. 3. Ask the owner of the beach if it is okay to do a beach clean. 4. Ask the owner where you should leave the extra rubbish that you collect. 5. Check whether there are any dangers on the beach. The MCS website has tips for this, or ask the beach owner if there is anything dangerous. Visit the beach before the event to check whether it looks safe. 6. Make some posters. You can even do a press release, a report for a newspaper about an event, for the newspaper in your area or city. See pages 75 to 78 for advice on writing a press release. The MCS website has lots of tips. 7. Get other people to join you by using a Google form. Email people about a week before the event to tell them what to bring: the right clothes and shoes, water, food, sun cream, thick or gardening gloves, but not plastic ones. Also, tell them where to meet you. You are ready for the big day. On the day. Things to bring. Your notes on any dangers on the beach. Pens and paper so that everyone can write the types and amount of litter that they collect. Bin bags. Things to help you clean the beach. For example, thick or gardening gloves, but not plastic ones. Something to weigh your rubbish at the end. Find the total number of kilograms. A first aid kit, somebody may hurt themselves, and a container for collecting glass or other things that can cut you. A survey form. Use the form from the MCS website, changing some parts if you need to. Letters from the parents of people under 16, which say that they allow their child to come on the beach clean. Arrive at the beach before the event starts so that you can check for any dangers. Choose a 100-metre part of the beach for your beach clean. How to give a talk. It is really important to give a talk before everyone starts cleaning. Here are some things you should say. Introduce yourself. Talk about the problem of plastic litter on beaches and in the ocean. Say why it is important to write down what litter you find. If you have done a beach clean before, talk about what you found and give any interesting statistics about your beach. Tell them if there is anything dangerous on the beach. Explain the survey form and how to use it. You could have a competition. The winner is the person who collects the most things, not the person who collects the heaviest things. Ask everyone if they are happy for you to take photos and post them online. Give them a time and place to meet again at the end. During the beach clean, what types of litter have people found? They need to tick the correct word on the survey form, for example, wet wipe or cotton bud. Help them if they do not know what to tick. If you have a first aid kit and a container for collecting glass, etc., keep it with you. Someone might need it. Take photos and share your experience online. After the beach clean, weigh and count the bin bags. Count how many people helped you with the beach clean. Ask if anybody found anything interesting. What were most of the things they found? Most of it was probably plastic. Thank them for their help. Leave the litter in the correct place and complete the first page of the survey form. Then share it with MCS or a plastic campaign group in your area. Back at home. Have a rest and tell yourself, well done. Share photos and stories about your day online. Send everyone a message to say thanks for helping today and ask them to share their experience online too. Hashtag break free from plastic. Who are you? Catherine Gemmell. I work for the Marine Conservation Society in Scotland. Why do you care about plastic so much? In my job for the Marine Conservation Society, I help thousands of amazing people in Scotland to collect plastic waste on their beaches. In the litter surveys that they do, I can see that most of what they collect is plastic. What's the worst example of plastic pollution you've seen? It only takes one plastic product to end the life of a beautiful sea animal, for example, a turtle, and that breaks my heart. Some beaches are completely covered in plastic. What's the best solution to the problem of plastic? There is no easy solution to reducing plastic in our seas. It takes a lot of work from everyone, including people like us, businesses, and government. There is a fantastic example from the UK where lots of people and groups all worked together. And thanks to them, shoppers now have to pay 5p for each plastic bag. Within 1 year, there were 40% fewer plastic bags on our beaches, which shows how much we can achieve. It is great that the whole world knows that there is a problem with plastic and we all want change. Politicians must listen to us and take action. What changes have you made in your life to use less plastic? I now use a wooden toothbrush instead of plastic, solid shampoo instead of liquid in bottles, and deodorant bars. I also carry a Keep Cup coffee cup, a metal water bottle, and several reusable bags, as well as my own little cutlery. I am very proud that my family and friends are now trying to reduce their plastic use too, and sometimes they do better than me. What makes you most angry? I do my best to reduce plastics, but then sometimes I find a plastic bag inside a cardboard box or a book arrives in the post that is wrapped in lots of plastic. That makes me very angry. It is difficult to reduce plastic, but producers and sellers must join us and get rid of plastic in their products where it is possible. Do you have any top tips for getting rid of plastic? Get ideas from other people online. Social media is a great place for ideas. Other people can give you tips for the best shops or websites, as well as blogs. The online plastic-free community is growing all the time, and I encourage everyone to join it. What makes it difficult to get rid of plastic? What makes it difficult is how we make packaging. Nothing should be thrown away. Companies that make plastic will have to make big, brave changes. The time is now. Starting your own campaign. You have cleaned your beach and joined your nearest plastic campaign group, but maybe you want to do more. Why not run a campaign in your community about one of the products or plastic problems in this book? Here are a couple of ideas. 1. Bans on single-use plastic. Think about the plastic on your streets. Who can stop it? You could encourage a cafe near your house to get rid of straws, or the politicians for your area to ban plastic food containers and plastic cutlery in takeaway restaurants. 2. More water fountains. Tell businesses and politicians in your area that they should build more water fountains. What problem are you trying to change? Write it down in 50 words or fewer. What change needs to be made to help with the problem? Write it down in 50 words or fewer. Now decide who you need to speak to. Who can make this change happen? Is it the director of a business or the government in your area? If you are not sure who to talk to, choose the most important person. Write down the name of the person or people you are going to talk to about your campaign. This person or group of people is called your target. Now you just need a plan of action. Start with the smallest action, then each action should get bigger and bigger. Even if you feel angry, always be polite with people. You need their help, and you are going to work together with them in the future. On the next page is one possible plan of action that is like a ladder. So start at the bottom and go up. There is more information for each step on the following pages. You may have to repeat some steps. It is okay if your plan of action is different. Read about other people's campaigns to get ideas. Start here. Letter. Meeting. Newspaper story. Petition. A protest. Letter writing. Writing letters or emails is one of the best ways to reach the right people. Someone will read your letter or email, and that person might make the change that you want. Introduction to writing a good letter. You have to write a good letter if you want to encourage someone to help you in your campaign. A letter written to the right person in your own voice is better than a copy of a letter from the internet. Follow these tips. Be clear. What are the most important things that you need to say? What exactly are you asking the person to do and why? Before starting your letter, answer the following questions using just one sentence. 1. What are you asking? Are you asking the person to reduce their plastic footprint or stop selling a product? Do not ask them to help with too many things. Two things are enough. Explain what you want them to do in the first paragraph of your letter. 2. Why are you asking for this? In the next part of the letter, write about your own experiences and use examples or statistics to explain why you are asking them to reduce plastic pollution. Keep this part quite short. 3. What do you want the person to do? Be friendly and positive in your letter. Be very clear and tell them what they need to do. Keep it short. The person you are writing to is probably very busy, so keep your letter short. One side of paper is enough. Try to use only one or two statistics or examples, choosing the best ones. If there is an interesting newspaper story that you want the person to read, do not write about it in your letter. Instead, include a copy of it or a link for them to read later. Be personal. Statistics are very important and they get people's attention, but you must also write about yourself. Who are you and why does plastic pollution matter to you? Be personal. In other words, talk about your own experiences, because then your reader will be more interested in you and in your campaign. If you are a customer at their shop, tell them, "Have you seen a bird taking pieces of plastic for its baby to eat? Does your favourite beach have lots of plastic litter on it?" Tell them about it. Be personal, because then your reader will be more interested in you and in your campaign. Be honest. After you have finished your letter, read it again carefully. Correct your grammar and spelling, or ask a friend to help you. Is everything you have said true? Do not say 13 million tons of plastic waste enter the ocean every year if the true number is only 12.7 million. If you do that, your reader will not trust you and then they may not help you. Be polite. Finally, remember to be polite. Would you reply to a rude letter or would you reply to a letter that encouraged you? Also, do not forget to use formal language. And that is all. If you follow these tips, you will be able to write a good campaign letter. Now click send or post it. If you would like more tips, see the letter on the next page. Dear Mrs. 1, what are you asking? Why are you writing? I am writing to you about the need for more water fountains in the park on my street. Over the past few years, I have noticed that the amount of plastic in the park has increased a lot. Although there are some bins, they are often too full and the plastic falls out of the top, leaving litter everywhere. A water fountain would stop this. Interesting statistic. I see plastic bottles all over the park. These bottles pollute our beaches and oceans. The plastic in our park could enter the ocean if the wind takes it there. A plastic bottle can take over 400 years to break down. Across the world, the problem of plastic pollution is getting bigger and bigger. For example, 1 million plastic bottles are bought around the world every minute. We must change this to protect the ocean. Examples. People should carry a reusable bottle instead of using plastic bottles. If we had water fountains in the park, it would encourage more people to carry their own bottle because they could refill it at the fountain. The Zoological Society of London and Selfridges are two examples of large businesses that have completely stopped selling plastic bottles by buying more water fountains. They found that the water fountains led to 65% fewer water bottles. You could do the same in our park. Make it personal. What would you like the reader to do? I love the park and I find it sad to see plastic in every part of it. It makes our community look untidy and it makes us look like we do not care about where we live. I would be very pleased if you would put water fountains in the park as soon as possible. I would be happy to meet you to discuss this more. Please write to me at the address given, or you can call me on my number. Yours sincerely, Will McCallum. Meeting. You may want to write a letter first and then go to a meeting, or you could meet your target straight away if you know them already. It is very important to meet the person whose help you need. See note on page 4. A good meeting can make someone take action. You can have one meeting or many. Why do you need a meeting if you can give someone all the information in a letter? The difference is you and your story. When you meet someone, the way that you act can encourage them to help you. They can see that you are not very different from them. You are just an ordinary person who cares about something and who can talk politely about it. How to prepare for a meeting. Write down the most important things you want to say. Keep it short, clear, personal, and honest, like in your letter. If you are nervous, practice a few times first. Write down a few statistics you want to use and ask a friend or parent to come with you. If they want to speak too, decide who will say which part. What will you take to the meeting? If you want the person to read a report that has all the important information in it, then take a copy of that report with you. Do you want them to sell reusable cups? Then take a reusable cup with you to show them. Have you found any of the company's products on the beach or in the park? Take photos and show them. How to have a meeting. The most important thing is to leave the meeting with a new friend, someone who will help you to reduce plastics. You might be angry with them, but at least in the first meeting, stay polite. If a friend or parent is going with you, ask them to take notes during the meeting. You might not remember what was said. When you talk, start and finish by saying exactly what you want the person to do. Ask them what they think of your idea and if they have any questions. Promise to write a letter or email repeating what you want from them. Many campaigns need several meetings, so do not worry if you do not achieve everything in your first meeting. The most important thing is to leave the meeting with a new friend, someone who will help you to reduce plastics. Using the media. If you start a campaign in your community, it will be interesting to your city or area's newspaper or radio or TV station. It is a journalist's job to find interesting stories, so they will be pleased to listen to you. How to get their attention? First, write a press release. What is your news? Why does it matter? And who can people contact for more information? Give your press release an exciting title. For example, businesses in our area throw away 100,000 coffee cups a year. Do not write too much and use only the best statistics, explaining the problem quickly. If your press release is about a future event, give the most important information about the event. Then say why this news is important and what you are asking for. Another way to get attention is to use photos. So put some in the press release or make an online group of photos on Flickr and put a link in your press release. Read your press release at least twice when you have finished it to check for mistakes. Get a friend or parent to read it too. Have you used paragraphs well? and are your spelling and grammar correct? After you have sent the press release, call the journalist. Practice what to say first and have your press release with you when you call. On the next page is an example of a press release. Exciting title. Greenpeace report shows plastic footprint of world's largest fizzy drinks companies. Quickly explain the story. Greenpeace UK has done a survey on the plastic footprint of the world's top six soft drinks companies: Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, Suntory, Danone, Dr. Pepper Snapple, and Nestle. Despite plastic bottles being a large part of ocean plastic pollution, the survey shows that these companies are not doing enough to help. Most important information. Best statistics. Important information. Of the six companies in the survey, five sell a total of 2 million tons of plastic bottles a year. The six companies use only 6.6% recycled plastic in their bottles. Over the past 10 years, these companies have sold fewer refillable bottles and more single-use bottles. Two-thirds of the companies do not want to introduce a deposit scheme. This type of scheme has increased recycling in Germany by more than 98%. A link to your photos. Contact information. Note to journalists. Photos of ocean plastic pollution can be found here. Website. For more information and interviews, contact Luke Massey. It is wonderful to see your story in a newspaper or hear it on the radio. But journalists are busy, so if they do not reply, you can use social media instead. You could contact the same journalist on Twitter and tell them about your press release. Starting a petition. Starting a petition is very easy. There are lots of online campaign groups to help you make and share a petition. Change.org, Avaaz, or 38 Degrees, for example. Go to one of these websites and follow the steps. Collect names. Post your petition on social media and email it to your friends and family. Ask everyone to share it with their friends and family. Try to get 200 people to sign your petition. Send your petition. When you have enough people on your petition, give it to the manager of the cafe or the politician, etc., your target. Tell a journalist that you are giving it to your target. They might come and take photos of you. If the target still does not give you a meeting, then follow the next step. Start a protest. When you think of a protest, you probably think of thousands of angry people walking together through the streets, loudly shouting their message. Of course, you can do that, but it is not the type of protest I am talking about in this book. I am talking about getting your target's attention and making them listen. There are many examples of this type of protest. Here are just a few. 1. Take photos and share them. One of the simplest ways to get attention for your campaign is to show everyone what your target is doing wrong. If you want to reduce the use of plastic straws, ask friends to take a photo every time they see a straw littering the ground. Tag your target company in your social media posts with the photo and ask them why they are not doing anything to help you. Companies do not like bad things written about them, so this may make them listen to you. 2. Send your target things. Ask people from your petition to make something for your target. This could be a little fish made from paper or a glass container with the plastic rubbish they collected in it. These things are fun, but your target probably does not want to receive hundreds of them, so it will make them listen to you and take action. 3. Online action. Ask everyone from your petition to send the company a message on Twitter or Facebook. Or you can all call the company at the same time to complain. 4. Leave it in the shop. Lots of companies are not listening to us about plastic packaging, so why not unwrap the product after you pay for it and politely leave the packaging in the shop? 5. Send it back. If you are too shy to leave the packaging in the shop, then post it back to the company that made it. Include a note about why you are sending it back and ask them to tell you when they have recycled it. Campaigning is fun but also tiring, so start with one small action and get bigger. For example, start with one cafe and then later all the cafes in your area. As you get more experience, you will learn how to encourage people, businesses and politicians to change. Campaigning is fun but also tiring, so start with one small action and get bigger.